The alarming drop in the number of honeybees may be due in part to a lack of genetic diversity in commercial bee strains. That's the opinion of David Ryle, horticulturist and general manager of the Jung Garden Center in Stevens Point.
We have less than about half a dozen commercial strains, the most popular being the Italian strain. It's highly prolific, produces a tremendous amount of honey, doesn't get angry very often. I mean, it's got everything you'd want in a bee that you're going to handle tens and tens of millions of.
Everything, that is, but the genetic diversity needed to ward off the spread of disease. Ryle says another problem is fewer and fewer people who are willing to keep beehives on their property.
For a long time, people quite often kept a single hive of bees in their orchard. There'd be beehives all over a neighborhood, but people have become less and less inclined to want to handle them. Neighbors have become less and less inclined to want to tolerate their neighbors owning them.
Ryle says if the bees aren't around to pollinate the plants, Wisconsin gardeners may have to do it themselves.
Shaking the plants, you know, generally lightly shaking the plants each day. With those plants where you have very clearly female flowers and male flowers, transferring the anthers physically onto the stigma of the female flower is an option, certainly.
Ryle also suggests buying older, open-pollinated versions of corn and other vegetables instead of finicky modern hybrids. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.